Hello, my name is Christy Everidge, the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
What I was calling for, because I had put in a request for a coronavirus shot, and I hadn't received any kind of message. And like I said, I'm a 71-year-old black man and trying to see how can I even get the first shot.
Okay, and you've gotten pre-registered already?
Yes, ma'am, twice.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm so sorry. They're just, unfortunately, with the number of calls and the number of people that are trying to get it, they're just really backed up right now.
And like I said, I got the care of the lady that I work for, because I'm something like a caregiver, and I'm finna care her. It's her second shot today, and I hadn't even got the first shot.
Well, when you get there, ask them if there's any way you could sign up there.
See, can I sign up at the I'm going at the UAB Allen site, what I'm going at today.
Yes, sir. I mean, all you can do is ask them.
Okay, and ask them, can I sign up today?
Sure.
Oh, okay. And see, that's what I asked them when I went and cared her for the first time. And I had put in on the website and everything. I try to do the who will met everywhere until, you know, and like I said, and plus I got a new phone that I don't know how to work because I'm one of them old timers. And to, you know, I even been trying to look on my text messages and everything, and I hadn't seen nothing yet. Until, you know, with me being, now, like I said, she old and I'm old. Until with me being around her every week, I was trying to go and get me a shot so at least me and her could be comfortable around each other, you know, because I've been working for 37 years. Until I've been trying to find out how can I get a shot. And that way she'll be comfortable with me, and at least I'll be comfortable with her.
Right.
So that's the reason I was calling the hotline to see what can I do in order to try to get a shot.
Yes,
so,
sir. I mean,
ma'am, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just whenever, I mean, if you're already registered, I mean, there's not going to be anything I can do to I can give you the number for you to call to get pre-registered again.
Okay, could you let me get a pencil right quick, ma'am?
Sure.
Okay, let me get a pencil right quick. And I'm over her house right now, finna get her at her second shot. Let me see here. Golly. And I got copper toner so darn bad, you won't believe it. Let me see here. Golly. Okay, I think I'm ready.
Okay. It's 855.
Okay, 205.
855.
855. Okay, 855.
566.
566. Okay.
5333.
5333. Thank you so very much. I'm so glad I got in contact with you.
You are welcome, sir. If you need any other information, you can also visit the following websites, the adph.org or the cdc.gov.
The cdc.gov?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cdc.gov. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you so much for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.